I know you're not crazy, Pennsylvania state trooper accused of having ex-girlfriend involuntarily committed. By Elaine Mallon on September 25, 2023. Pennsylvania state trooper Ronald Davis has been arrested for allegedly forcing his ex-girlfriend into a mental health program and is facing false imprisonment charges. Davis, who is married with children, is accused of forcibly detaining his ex-girlfriend and having her committed to a mental health treatment program based on unfounded claims, the New York Post reported. This disturbing incident left his former girlfriend confined in a medical facility for several days, according to the Dauphin County District Attorney's Office. The victim reported that Davis threatened to manipulate her situation, saying, "I know you're not crazy, I'll portray you as such." These allegations are outlined in court documents released by the district attorney's office. Davis initiated his efforts to have his ex-girlfriend committed on August 21 when he enlisted the help of fellow troopers. He claimed that the victim, referred to as MF by the district attorney, was dealing with mental health issues as stated in an affidavit of probable cause. While off duty, Davis followed the advice of state police and used his police email account to contact county officials. He identified himself as a trooper and obtained an order based on purported text messages from the victim, in which he allegedly threatened suicide, as detailed in the court documents. After successfully obtaining the approved order, the trooper proceeded to pursue the woman. According to the affidavit, Davis, accompanied by a civilian companion, located the victim in a picnic area within a state forest. He then lifted her and transported her to his car, but a struggle ensued between them on the ground. Video footage, recorded by the man accompanying Davis and subsequently released by the DA's office, shows Davis seated on top of his ex-girlfriend, while she alleged that he had forcibly brought her to the ground. "Why are you treating me like a criminal?" MF questioned before uniformed officers arrived and transported her to Lehigh Valley Hospital Schuylkill. According to the affidavit, MF seemed to genuinely lack comprehension regarding the reasons for her restraint. The document noted that she sustained injuries to various parts of her body, including her forehead, torso, back, buttocks, forearms, knee, and lower body. During her involuntary commitment, which lasted 5 days, medical personnel did not observe any indications of suicidal thoughts from the ex-girlfriend. She was discharged on August 26 and subsequently interviewed by the police. Upon reviewing the exchanged messages between the two individuals, law enforcement authorities concluded that there was no compelling reason to subject her to mandatory treatment. It was revealed that the messages in which she purportedly expressed suicidal thoughts, which Davis had used against her, appeared to be hypothetical in nature and were part of a broader argument related to the deterioration of their relationship, as per authorities. Davis faces charges of felony strangulation, unlawful restraint, false imprisonment, simple assault, recklessly endangering another person, and official oppression.